Very good morning to all of you. So good to see all the red tops here from the pulpit. As BBMC celebrate our Jubilee, we want to pause and give thanks to God for His faithfulness over this past 50 years.
当我们, 庆祝我们喜年之际, 我们停下来为上帝过去 50年的信实来感恩。
So throughout our history, God has been gracious in building His church, raising faithful leaders, touching countless lives through the ministry of this congregation.
在历史中, 上帝恩慈地建立他的教会, 兴起了中心的教, 领袖, 也使我们的事工能够出, 触动人心。
So those of us who are familiar with William Shakespeare's play, The Merchant of Venice, will remember the very famous scene where the very beautiful Portia choosing a husband from three of her suitors.
熟悉莎士比亚, 威尼斯商人的人就记得那有一场景是美丽的波西亚必须在三个求婚的人当中选择一位。
And her late father had devised a remarkable test. Before the three young men stood three boxes, one made of gold, one of silver, and one of lead. And hidden inside one of these three boxes was Portia's portrait, and whoever chose the correct box will marry her.
他的父亲设计了一个奇特的考验，就是在有三个盒子，一个金的，一个银的，一个铅的。那其中一个里面有波西亚的画像，取的那个的就能够娶到她。
And the prince of Morocco was immediately drawn to the golden box. On it were engraved these words, "Whoever chooses me shall gain what many men desire." And so believing that something so precious must surely be in the golden box, he chose it.
所以, 摩洛哥王子立刻拿到了那个金色的盒子, 他说, 和尚刻着选择我的, 必能得到多人所求的, 他心想, 宝藏一定在这个金盒里面。
But when he opened the box, he found a skull, a human skull, and a scroll with these words, "All that glitters is not gold," rebuking him for judging by mere outward appearance.
但他打开盒子后，发现一个骷髅头和一个卷轴，上面写着闪亮的盒，未必是金子，责备他以貌取人。
The Prince of Aragon chose the silver box on which were inscribed these words, "Whoever chooses me shall get as much as he deserves." And so confident in his own worth, he opened the box and he found the picture of a blinking fool, a court jester, staring at him, mocking him for his pride and self-conceit, suggesting that he has received exactly what he deserves, a fool.
阿拉贡王子他选了银色的盒子，上面刻着“凡选择我的，必得所应得的”。但他打开之后，有一个眨着眼睛的傻瓜在讥笑他的骄傲跟自负，暗示他得到了一个傻瓜。And
then finally, the young and dashing-looking Bassanio approached the plain lead box. Its inscription was less appealing. "Whoever chooses me must give and hazard all he has."
但年轻的, 巴三尼奥走到那个不起眼的签盒当中, 上面写着, 凡选择我的, 毕竟所有孤注一掷。
And so he demanded sacrifice rather than promised reward. And yet, Bassanio looked beyond appearances and chose the lead box. When he opened the box, he found Portia's portrait inside it, the key to her heart, together with a letter confirming that he has made the right choice.
那这里他要求的是牺牲，而不是承诺的回报。那巴塞罗不被外表所迷惑，选择了这个签盒。打开的时候，真正有波西亚的画像在当中，也取得了波西亚的芳心。And
so Bassanio got Portia's hand in marriage.
所以也取得了波西亚。You
see, brothers and sisters, life is full of choices.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生命中有许多的选择。
Every day, we make decisions that will shape our future.
我们每天做出的选择都能够, 决定我们的未来。
Some choices concern our career, our family, our finances, our future.
选择关乎于我们的事业、我们的家庭、我们的财务。
But the greatest choice any person will ever make is the choice of whom he or she will serve.
但一生中最伟大的选择莫过于选择为谁服务。
In other words, who is my master?
谁是我的主？
I remember early in my teenage years, I was faced with three critical questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And who is my master?
当我年轻的时候也有了三个很重要的选择。我是谁？为什么我在这里？我要侍奉谁？
Who am I talks about our identity. Where am I going talks about my destiny. Then who is my master talks about the Lord that I will serve.
我是谁代表在问我的身份。我要在这里，为什么在这里代表了我的方向。我要侍奉谁代表谁是我的主人。
And so this is the choice that Joshua placed before the people of Israel.
这是约书亚放在以色列人当中的选择。
Nearing the end of his life, after reminding them of God's faithfulness throughout their history, he challenged them with these unforgettable words. Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
这是他生命的最后阶段，也提醒他们在上帝在历史中的信实之后，他用这难忘的话语挑战了他们。他说，今日你们可以选择，但我和我的家人，我必定侍奉耶和华。
So let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, today our hearts overflow with gratitude as we celebrate 50 years of your faithfulness to BBMC.
亲爱的天父，我们怀着感恩的心庆祝你在我们教会50年的信实的带领。
Every generation, every pastor, every leader, every member, every ministry has been sustained by your amazing grace.
每一代人，每一个位牧师，每一位教会领袖，每一个会友，每一个事工，都因你的恩典扶持着。
And as we open your word this morning, remind us that while it is good to celebrate the past, you are calling us to renew our commitment for the future.
当我们今天敞开我们心来聆听你的话语时，提醒我们在庆祝的时候，你呼召我们更新，对你，让你为我们未来赐下的承诺。
And so may your Holy Spirit search our hearts today. Help us not merely to remember your blessings, but to respond with wholehearted devotion.
让圣灵鉴察我们的心，我们不是只是为你的祝福，而是虔诚的心回应你的祝福。
And may each one of us live this sanctuary today saying with Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
愿我们每一位走出这个圣殿的弟兄姐妹都说，至于我和我的家人，我必定侍奉耶和华。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
And so, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of BBMC, we too stand at a very defining moment in our history.
弟兄姐妹，在我们庆祝50周年之际，我们站在一个决定性的时刻。
We look back with gratitude for God's faithfulness over the past 50 years.
我们怀着感恩回顾过去的50年。
But Jubilee is not only about remembering the past, it is about making a fresh decision for the future beyond Jubilee.
但禧年不仅仅是回顾过去，更是在禧年之际为未来做出新的选择。
And so today, God is presenting to each of us the same challenge he placed before the Israelites through Joshua. Choose whom you will serve.
那所以今天上帝向我们每个人提出的挑战，就像他当时在以色列当中提出的挑战，你要选择侍奉谁。
And so from the text today, we see two principles to help us decide who we will serve.
今天的经文里面有两个原则，让我们选择我们侍奉谁。
Firstly, remember God's faithfulness, verses 1 to 13.
我们纪念上帝的信实，约书亚24章。
Remember last week, in chapter 23, Joshua gathered the leaders of Israel and challenged them to lead by example, to depend on God, to obey His word, and to love Him wholeheartedly.
在上个星期23节，约书亚召集了以色列的领袖，鼓励他们以身作则，信靠上帝。遵行他的话语，全心全意的爱他。
And so now in chapter 24, the final chapter, he gathers not just the leaders, but the whole nation at a place called Shechem.
所以在24章，他不仅招了领袖，而是所有以色列的民族聚集在示剑。
Joshua knows that his life is drawing to a close, and before he departs, He wants God's people to remember one important truth. They have a faithful God.
约书亚知道自己生命将近，在他离开之前，他要上帝的子民记得一个重要的真理，他们有一个信实的上帝。
The choice of Shechem, this place, for his final address to the people was significant.
选择示剑这个地点是一个非常有意义的。
Remember, at the very beginning, when their forefathers Abraham first entered the promised land and received God's promise, it was at Shechem. God said, to your offspring, I will give this land. And then in response, Abraham built an altar to worship the Lord. It was at Shechem.
就是在示剑里面，亚伯哈拉罕在进入迦南地，领受上帝的应许，说：“我要将这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯拉罕也在此地筑了一个坛来祭来敬拜耶和华。
And then years later, earlier on in our sermon series, after Israel had crossed over the Jordan River and won the first victories in Canaan, Joshua brought the nation back to this very same place at Shechem. And there he built an altar and he wrote the laws of Moses on two stone pillars and renewed the covenant with God's people.
所以多年以后，以色列人渡过了约旦河，在迦南地取得了第一个胜利。约书亚带领以色列人重回到示剑，他在这里筑了一座坛，也在把上帝的律法刻在石柱上，重申了对上帝的圣约。
So that was in Joshua chapter 8. Now, after 25 years later, Joshua brings them back again to this same place where the stone pillar stood, where they have renewed the covenant before God, and they were reminded of God's covenant and his faithfulness.
所以那是在约书亚八章，现在25年后，约书亚把他们重新带到示剑来，看到这个石柱，所以想到了上帝的圣约和他的信实。
So notice in verse 1, Joshua 24, that the people presented themselves before God.
记得在第一节的时候，百姓来到神面前。
They did not come merely for a farewell address by Joshua. They came to meet God and to hear his voice.
他们来不仅仅是听约书亚的演说，而是与神相会，聆听神的声音。
So it's the same for us today. We come not merely to celebrate our jubilee, but we came this morning to hear God's voice.
同样的，我们不只在这里庆祝我们的喜年，我们是在这里聆听上帝的话语。
And before Joshua asked the people to make a decision, he first invites them to remember.
在约书亚要求百姓做出选择之前呢，他首先邀请他们回忆。
And so he takes them through a journey throughout the history, not to relive the past so much, but to recognize the hand of God in every season of their lives.
他带领他们回顾历史，不是只是重温，而是让他们认识到上帝在他们每一个人的人生阶段都与他们同在。
He reminds them how God called Abraham, an ordinary man living among idol worshippers beyond the Euphrates. Abraham did not seek God at first. God graciously sought him and brought him to Canaan and fulfilled his promise by giving him Isaac, Jacob, and a great nation.
他实际上问上帝如何呼召了亚伯拉罕，一个生活在幼发拉底河以东的一个普通人。亚伯拉罕并没有寻求上帝，是上帝出于恩典呼召他，引领他进入迦南地，并实现他的应许，赐给他以撒、雅各和一个大国。
And then Joshua reminds them how God had delivered them from Egypt. They were powerless slaves, yet God raised up Moses and Aaron, defeated Pharaoh, parted the Red Sea, drowned the mighty army of Pharaoh when the waters came back.
他也提醒他们上帝如何将他们从埃及地拯救出来。他们曾是无力反抗的奴隶，但上帝兴起摩西、亚伦，击败法老，分开红海，带领他们，以致他们让埃及的军队葬身在所有的海底。
And then Joshua also reminded them about how God protected them in the wilderness for 40 long years. They were wandering, but God never abandoned them. He provided for them, defeated the enemies who were against them, and even turned Balaam's intended curse into a blessing.
提醒他们，上帝在旷野如何保护他们整整40年，耶和华从未离弃他们，供应他们所需的，保护他们免受敌国侵略，甚至将巴兰的诅咒变为祝福。
And then finally, God reminds them how He had fulfilled His promises. The Lord brought them across the Jordan River, gave them victory over Jericho, the kings of the south and the north, and settled them in the cities they had not built. Vineyards they had not planted and fields they had not cultivated.
最后约书亚提醒他们，上帝是如何实现他的应许的，带领他们渡过约旦河，使他们战胜耶利哥、迦南诸王，并他们安置在未曾建造的城邑、未曾栽种的葡萄园和未曾耕种的田地里。
And so as Joshua reviews Israel's history, one message becomes unmistakably clear: everything they had come from God.
所以约书亚在回顾这个历史当以色列的历史当中，有一个绝对明显的，就是所有的一切都是来自于上帝。
And so in these first 13 verses in chapter 24, God repeatedly says, I took, I gave, I sent, I brought, I destroyed, I deliver.
所以在这十三节里面，上帝重复的说，我拿，我给，我差遣，我领，我消灭，我赐。
So about 17 times, God is the one.Who has done this for his people?
在17次重复的当中，是上帝在所做的一切。
So Israel's story has never been about human achievement; it was always about divine grace.
以色列的故事从来不是人类所成就的，而是神圣恩典的故事。
And so the same can be said of us this morning.
同样的，这对我们来说是同样的。
And so as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of PPMC, we too have a story to tell. Not a story about what we have achieved, but a story about what God had accomplished through us.
所以当我们庆祝喜年的时候，我们也故事要说，不是关乎我们取得什么，而是关乎上帝用我们取得什么样的成就。
And so when we look back over these past 50 years, we can clearly see God's fingerprints everywhere.
所以我们回顾这五十年，我们都看到上帝的印记。
It was God who established this church in 1976 at Senate Road.
是上帝在1976年在 Senate Road 建立了这个教会。
It was God who brought us to our present premise here in Pasir Ris in 1996, and it was He who renewed our lease for the next 30 years.Quite recently.
也是上帝在1996年带领我们来到巴士里，也是他让更新了我们的租借，让我们拥有另外30年。
It was God who provided faithful pastors and leaders at the right moments.
是上帝在关键的时刻给了我们忠心的牧师跟领袖。
It was God who sustained the church through challenging seasons and difficult moments.
是上帝在我们挑战的时候、变化的时候扶持着我们。
And it was God who opened doors for ministries in our community, such as PPRK, our kindergarten, home blessings, prison ministry, Meals on Wheels, the Befenders program, the free tuition for children.
也是上帝为我们敞开了一扇门，让我们在幼儿园、家庭祝福、监狱事工、送餐的计划当中、儿童免费的补习当中。
Ministering to the bus captains at the Go Ahead bus depot, doctors and nurses at the Pasir Ris Sing Health Polyclinic, NTUC nursing home, and outreach to migrant workers during the COVID-19.
也是上帝让我们有机会成立在对巴士队长的事工，巴士里这些医院的医生跟护士、疗养院，还有我们客工的事工。
And so it was God who saved lives, who restored families, who answered prayers, who enabled us to become a transforming church, transforming our community, one life at a time, one family at a time.
是上帝拯救了生命，重建了家庭，回应了祷告，是我们一次一次的更新，一次的改变生命，改变家庭。
And so like Israel, we cannot take credit. Every soul saved, every child has been taught, every meal delivered,Every family help, every life transformed, every opportunity to serve has been a testimony to God's faithfulness.
所以就像以色列一样，我们不能居功，我们不是自己所为的。每一个被拯救的灵魂，每一个被受教的孩子，每一餐送去的饭菜，每一次得到帮助的家庭，每一次被改变的生命，都是上帝信实的见证。
And so as we stand at this Jubilee milestone, let us remember that our greatest achievement is not what we have done for God, but rather what God has done for us.
所以在禧年之际，我们要记得我们最大的成就不是我们为上帝做了什么，而是上帝为我们做了什么。
Joshua understood an important spiritual principle. Gratitude always comes before commitment.
约书亚明白一个重要的属灵原则，感恩永远在先于委身。
And so before he challenged God's people to choose whom they would serve, he first reminded them of God's faithfulness. And so the same is true for us today.
所以在他挑战以色列人选择他们要侍奉谁的时候，他提醒他们上帝的信实，这也是我们今天的要学习的。
And so as we remember God's goodness over the past 50 years, may our hearts also overflow with gratitude.
所以当我们回顾过去上帝的恩典的时候，我们的心中要充满感恩。
And may that gratitude move us to say with renewed commitment, Lord, because you have been so faithful to us, we will continue to be faithful to you.
让我们这份感恩激励我们以全新的信念告诉主，主啊，你如此的恩待我们，我们必须继续的服侍你。
Why? Because the God who has done everything for us is the God who is worthy of our wholehearted devotion.
为什么呢？因为一位为我们成就一切的上帝配得我们全心全意的敬拜。
And this brings us to our second point. Reaffirm our commitment to serve the Lord.
这也带领到我们今天的第二点，重申侍奉主的承诺。
And so after reminding Israel of God's faithfulness throughout the history,Joshua now calls for a response.
约书亚在提醒以色列人记得上帝的信实的时候，现在呼吁他们做出回应。
God's blessing always calls for our commitment.
上帝的祝福总是呼召我们做出承诺。
Joshua has spent the first 13 verses saying, in effect, look at all that God has done for you. So now in verse 14, he says, in effect, in light of all that God has done for you,This is how you ought to respond.
在前面十三节里面，约书亚一直说，看看上帝所为你们做的一切。现在在第十四节，他说，鉴于上帝所做的一切，你们应当这样回应。
Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in faithfulness.
所以你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心诚意的服侍侍奉他。
Notice the words now. Therefore.It is a bridge between a God of grace and our response.
所以这里有一个可以这个字现在所以。
And this is the same pattern we find throughout the Bible.
这个也是我们一直在圣经里面看到重复的一个字。
So like for example, the Apostle Paul follows the same pattern in the book of Romans after 11 chapters expounding on God's grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation, our forgiveness, our justification, our adoption, the hope of glory. And then he began verse 12 with one word, therefore.
Yeah, 这也是使徒保罗在罗马书中同样的模式，在前面十一章里面，他述说着耶稣基督所赐的奇妙恩典，我们的救恩、罪的赦免、称义等等。但在十二章他开始的时候用了这个字，所以。
So Paul said in verse 1, Romans 12, Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以弟兄姐妹，弟兄们，我凭着神的仁慈，劝你们要把身体献上，做圣洁而蒙神悦纳的活祭。
And so what Paul is saying here is because of all that God has done for us, the only logical response is to give our whole life.Back to God.
所以保罗在这里说的是，因为上帝为你们成就了这么多，唯一逻辑的回应就是将一生献给他。
So this is also Joshua's message to his people.
这也是约书亚对他的人民的信息。
The God who called Abraham, the one who delivered Israel from Egypt, protected them in the wilderness for 40 years, and then gave them the land of promise, driving out the nations. He is worthy of wholehearted devotion.
那位呼召亚伯拉罕将以色列人从埃及拯救出来，四十年在旷野中保护他们，并将应许之地赐给他们的上帝，配得他们的全心全意的敬拜。
And the same is true for us today.
今天我们也是如此。
And so as we celebrate our Jubilee, we remember God's faithfulness over the past 50 years. We have seen His hand in every season. He has sustained our church, provided faithful leaders, opened doors for ministry, enabled us to touch our community.
在我们庆祝喜年之际，我们回顾上帝五十年的信实，我们见证了他在我们每一个阶段、每一个事工、扶持教会、中心领袖，为事工们打开大门，使我们能够触动我们的社区。
So now comes the question: How should we respond?
现在回应问题是我们应该如何回应
？And the answer is simple, though not easily fulfilled. It's simple. We affirm our commitment to serve the Lord.Wholeheartedly.
答案可能很简单，但很难，可能很难做到。我们要重申全心全意的侍奉我们的主。
And so Joshua then issued one of the greatest challenges in all of Scripture. He said, "Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve."
所以约书亚提出了圣经中最多大的挑战：今日你们要选择侍奉谁
？Joshua challenged the Israelites with a clear choice: Will you serve the Lord, or will you serve this false?Either these false gods.
约书亚向以色列人提出一个清楚的选择：你们要侍奉耶和华，还是侍奉假神
？You see, he understood that no one drifts into wholehearted discipleship.
约书亚明白，没有人会自然而然的全心全意的成为门徒。
Every generation must make its own decision to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
每一代人都必须自己决定是否跟随耶和华。
His challenge was not whether Israel would serve something. His challenge was whom they would serve.
他提出的挑战并非以色列人是否要侍奉什么，而是要侍奉谁。
If they refuse to serve the Lord, they will inevitably serve other gods, either the gods of their forefathers who had worshipped beyond the Euphrates, that was where Abraham came in Ur of the Chaldees, or they will serve the gods of the Amorites.In whose land they now live.
如果他们拒绝侍奉耶和华，他们必然会侍奉别的神。要是他们可能是他们祖先在犹法拉底亚伯拉罕所来之处的神，或者他们所居住的亚摩利人的神。
So some of us may even wonder why Joshua even mentioned serving pagan gods. Was he seriously suggesting that Israel choose between them, these idols, serving them?
有些人会怀疑约书亚为什么在这里要提到侍奉其他的假神？他真的以为以色列这几个假神能做出决定吗
？So you see, Joshua was using a very powerful form of argument. He was saying, in effect, if you refuse to serve the Lord, then go ahead and choose whichever false gods you want to serve.
其实约书亚在运用一种强而有力的论证的方式，他实际上是说，如果你们拒绝侍奉耶和华，那就去选择你们所要侍奉的任何假神吧。
See, the absurdity of that statement is exactly the point. Choosing between false gods is absurd and foolish because they are worthless. They are not gods. They are handmade, man-made.
这句话的荒谬之处就在此时，假神之中做出决定是荒谬愚蠢的，因为它毫无价值，因为他们是假神。
So Joshua wanted the people to see that rejecting the Lord leaves them with nothing but empty and meaningless alternatives.
约书亚想让百姓明白，拒绝耶和华让他们的生命空洞，没有意义。
And so his message is very simple: serving the Lord is the only wise and sensible choice.
他的信息很简单。侍奉耶和华是唯一明智之举。
And so, brothers and sisters, the same challenge is confronting us today.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天同样的挑战，在我们面对同样的挑战。
So, will we serve the true and living God, or will we give our hearts to the so-called gods of this world?
我们要侍奉这位真神，还是要把我们心献给世界上其他的假神偶像呢？
You see, Christians who are not wholeheartedly serving the Lord.Often find themselves serving other gods.
如果基督徒没有全心全意的侍奉神，很快的发现自己在侍奉其他的神。
Because if Christ is not Lord of our life, then something or someone else is.
如果基督不是我们生命的之主，其他的东西很快的取代他的位置。
Our idols today may not be carved out of wood or metal, but they are just as real.
我们的今天的偶像虽然不是木头做的，但它同样的真实存在。
Our modern idols may be our pursuit of success, wealth, comfort, career, material possessions, popularity, even ourselves.
现在的偶像可能是成功，可能是财富、安逸、事业、物质的享受，甚至是我们自己。
And so whatever occupies our hearts becomes our idol.
所以我们在过去的当中可能成为我们的偶像。
Remember our Lord Jesus himself said in Matthew 6, no one can serve two masters.
耶稣自己在马太福音六章说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Joshua is reminding us that there is no such thing as neutral ground as far as Christians are concerned. We either serve the Lord or we serve something or someone else.
约书亚提醒我们，我们这里没有中间地，我们要不侍奉耶和华，要不你就会再选择侍奉其他的假神。
Not only do we choose to serve, to receive, or to reject Christ, we can also choose the quality of our Christian life. A nominal Christian experience or one that is fully devoted to the Lord.
我们不仅选择接受还是拒绝基督耶稣，我们甚至选择我们如何过我们基督徒的生命，一般徒有其名的基督徒的生命，还是完完全全委身于神的生命。
And then Joshua makes one of the most courageous declarations in the whole of scriptures. Choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
约书亚也在此时做出了圣经中最勇敢的宣告之一，你们今日选择所侍奉的，至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
You notice that Joshua was not waiting to see what everyone else would decide.
约书亚没有等其他人做出决定。
Notice he was not taking a survey. He was not following the majority, which is the most popular view. He had already made his decision.
他没有进行调查，他没有跟随多数，也没他自己已经决定了。
And what a powerful example of leadership! Because true leaders do not merely tell others what to do. They lead by example.
这是多么有力的领导者的榜样。真正的领袖不仅仅告诉别人该怎么做，他以身作则。
And so, as the leader of God's people, Joshua understood that leadership begins with personal commitment. Before he could call the nation to serve the Lord, he himself led by example. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
作为神子民的领袖，约书亚明白领导力始于一个人的委身。他能够召集全民之来侍奉神，他以身作则说，我和我的家人必定侍奉耶和华。
See, in a world filled with many distractions and many competing priorities, people are more likely to follow examples rather than mere words.
在一个充满诱惑和各种东西都颠倒次序的世界里面，很多人容易效仿行为而不是听从话语。
Joshua's challenge was met with an enthusiastic response from the people in verse 16. Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
约书亚的挑战在十六节当中得到了百姓的回应。我们断不敢离开耶和华去侍奉别神。
The people declared that they too would serve the Lord. We might expect Joshua to be delighted with this response. Surprisingly, he was not.
百姓宣告他们要侍奉耶和华，我们或许以为约书亚会为此高兴，但他没有。
Because he sensed that their response might be more emotional than genuine.
因为他觉察到他们回应可能只是一种情绪，而不是真心的。
Because some of them might still be holding on to some of their sinful habits or their hidden idols, and he knew that the promises they make in the excitement of the moment. Is not enough. It may not last.
有些人可能执于还是有罪恶在当中，有隐藏的偶像。他知道一时的冲动可能不是持久的承诺。
You see, brothers and sisters, serving God is not merely about saying the right words on a special occasion like ours. It requires a surrendered heart and a surrendered life.
弟兄姐妹，侍奉神不是在某一个场合说一些好听的话，他需要一颗完全降服的心。
And so Joshua gave them his first warning, reminding them that God is a holy and jealous God. He will not share our hearts with idols.
所以约书亚给他们第一个警告，提醒他们神是圣洁的、祭邪的，也不会让我们的心与偶像分享。
So let me read verse 19 to 20. But Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord. Why? For He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign idols, then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good."
约书亚对众民说，你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，他是嫉妒的神，他必不赦免你们的过犯和罪恶。如果你们离弃耶和华去侍奉外族人的神，那么耶和华赐给你们的福之后，他必转而降祸于你们，把你们消灭。
So in essence, Joshua was warning the God's people that they cannot truly serve the Lord, a holy God, while deliberately harboring sins in their life and also serving idols. Because God is holy and he's a jealous God and He will not overlook persistent, unrepentant sin.
所以耶和华警告约书亚，警告他们说，提醒他们神是圣洁的，他们不能在心中隐藏任何的罪恶。神也是嫉妒的神，他不会忽略我们不断的犯罪，不断的有过错。
Because God is holy and a jealous God, He will not share our hearts with false idols.
因为神是圣洁，是嫉妒的神，他不会将我们的心与任何的人或事物分享。
So, brothers and sisters, this warning is still very relevant today.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天这个警告还是很适用于我们的。
And so as we celebrate Jubilee this morning today, God is not simply asking us to look back with gratitude.
所以当我们庆祝喜年的时候，神不仅要我们心怀感恩的回顾过去。
Besides looking back, God wants us to look into our own hearts.
不只回顾，神要我们往内心看我们自己。
Is there anything in our life competing with Christ?For first place,
有什么东西在我们的心中是与基督争夺我们最重要的位置吗？
Are there sinful habits that we need to forsake and surrender?
我们是否有需要要舍弃我们的恶习？
Are there ambitions in our life that are more important than God's kingdom?
我们的生命当中是否有比神的国度更重要的野心呢？
Are there relationships or possessions that have become idols in our life?
我们有感情或我们有一些看法是成为我们的偶像吗？
See, before we can truly renew our commitment, affirm our commitment to serve the Lord, we must remove whatever that is hindering our devotion to the Lord.
在我们真正重新委身于神之时，我们必须切除我们所有阻碍我们敬拜神的事物。
And so after hearing Joshua's warning, the people responded, No, but we will serve the Lord.
百姓听了约书亚的警告说，再次回答说，不，我们要侍奉耶和华。
And then after that, Joshua gave them a second warning.
约书亚再次给他们第二个警告。
So let me read verse 22 to 24. Then Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord.To serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. He said, Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey.
约书亚对众民说，你们选择了耶和华要侍奉他，你们要为自己做见证。他们说，我们愿意作证。约书亚说，现在你们要除掉你们中间外族人的神，一心归向耶和华以色列的神。众民对约书亚说，我们必侍奉耶和华我们的神，必听从他们的话，他的话。
So here we see Joshua reminding them that they are witnesses against themselves. By making this covenant, they are taking full responsibility for that decision.
约书亚提醒他们，他们自己就是自己的见证人，通过立约，他们承担了所有决定的责任。
And then Joshua challenged them, Now, since you have made a commitment, now throw away the foreign gods that are among you, and yield your hearts completely to the Lord.
然后约书亚挑战他们说，你们要除掉你们心中所有外邦的神，将你们的心献给耶和华。
Notice that Joshua did not begin with their hands, he began with their hearts.
请注意，约书亚没有从他们手中的工作开始，而是从他们心开始。
You see, brothers and sisters, God has always desired wholehearted commitment.
弟兄姐妹，上帝从来就是要我们全心全意、虔诚的心。
So Joshua had heard their words. Now he wanted to see the actions. Because if they were sincere, then they needed to remove every idol from their lives and give their hearts completely to the Lord.
所以，约书亚听见他们说的话，现在要看看他们的行为。如果他们是真心实的，必须从生活中除去一切的偶像，将心完全献给上帝。
And so the people responded once more. The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey.
所以百姓再次回应说，我们必侍奉耶和华我们的上帝，听从他的话。
So this time their commitment was deeper. They understood that serving God meant more than just making a promise. It meant living a life of obedience.
这一次他们的尾声更加的坚定，他们明白侍奉神不仅仅是许下承诺，而是完全生活在顺服上帝的旨意当中。
And the chapter ends with seeing Joshua's leadership bore lasting fruit. We read in verse 31 that Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua and had known all the work that the Lord for Israel.
所以约书亚在结尾的当中，我们也知道约书亚他结出了他的领导结出了果实。在约书亚24:31，以色列在约书亚在世的日子，以及他在之后的长老们过世的日子，都侍奉耶和华，他们亲眼见过耶和华为以色列所行的一切事。
So Joshua's example teaches us that true commitment to God is more than making a promise.
所以他们约书亚真正的教导是真正的委身不只是许下承诺。
It requires a wholehearted decision to remove every idol, obey God's word, and remain faithful for a lifetime.
他需要全心全意的决定除去所有的偶像，顺服上帝的话，终身的忠心为主。
And so we see here one generation's wholehearted commitment.Became the blessing for the next generation.
这里我们看到一代人的全心委身，成为下一代人的祝福。
So as we come to the end of our sermon series on the book of Joshua, I want us to read Joshua 24 verse 29.
在结尾的时候，我们要请大家看24:29。
After these things, Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old.
这些事以后，耶和华的仆人那的儿子约书亚死了，那时他是110岁。
What an inscription to have on one tombstone, the servant of the Lord. So here was a man whose life was given to serving the Lord.
这在墓碑的刻字是多么令人敬佩的，耶和华的仆人，他一生都奉献给耶和华。
I wonder what sort of an obituary you and I could honestly expect.If God Himself was writing it,
我想知道我们自己的讣告是如果由上帝来撰写又是怎么样的呢？
Could God have written for our obituary, "Here lies a Sunday-only Christian"?
可能上帝写的是这里躺着一个只有星期天才去教会的基督徒。
Or here lies a lukewarm believer.
或者这里躺着一个不冷不热的基督徒。
Here lies a backslider.
或者这一个是背道而行的人。
Here lies a gossip and a troublemaker in church.
这里躺着一个搬弄是非或者惹是生非的人。
Or here lies an idol worshipper.
或者这里躺着一个拜偶像的人。
Or would God write for our tombstone this epithet, "Here lies a committed Christian"?
或者上帝可能 会否写着这里躺着一个虔诚的基督徒。
Here lies a fully devoted disciple, follower of Jesus Christ.
这里躺着一个全心全意跟随基督耶稣的基督徒。
Here lies a believer who loves God wholeheartedly.
这里躺着一个全心全意爱主的基督徒。
Or here lies a servant of the Lord.
或者这里躺着一个服侍上帝的基督徒。
So, brothers and sisters, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹选择今天选择你们要侍奉谁？至于我和我的家人，我们要必定侍奉耶和华。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
I pray that you follow along.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for 50 years of your amazing grace.
亲爱的天父，感谢你五十年的信实的恩典。
Every soul saved, every family restored, every child dedicated, every missionary sent, every prayer answered, every ministry established has been the work of your faithful hand.
我们每一个人，每一个家庭，每一个小孩的侍奉，每一个事工，每一件事情都是由你成就。
And so today, as we stand at this significant milestone, we renew our covenant with you.
我们在这个关键点，我们再次重申我们对你的承诺。
Forgive us where we have grown complacent.
原谅我们，如果我们有自足的地方。
Rekindle within us a passion for your glory, your word, and your mission.
重新激发我们对你话语、对你的事工、对你的使命的热忱。
Help us to choose you every day.
让我们在每天的日子里都选择你。
Strengthen our families to serve you wholeheartedly.
让我们家人每一个人都能侍奉你。
Empower our church to continue being a transformational church that transforms our community, one life at a time, one family at a time.
让我们的教会成为继续的成为更新这个社区的一个出口。我们改变每一个人的生命，改变每一家人的生命。
Lead us beyond Jubilee into a future filled with faith, courage, compassion, and unwavering obedience.
让我们离开在喜年当中，我们进入的未来是充满勇气、充满热诚的。
And may the next generation find us faithful, and may your name alone be exalted through all that we do.
让我们下一代也看到我们的信实，看到你的信实，也让我们能够继续的荣耀你的名。
Together we dedicate ourselves afresh to you, declaring with Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
就像约书亚，我们一样重申，至于我和我的家人，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。
Let's stand as we sing this song response.